What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy.
I'm of the opinion my favorite type of commentary is a writer's commentary. I just like it better. Like, I find
it's better than a director's.
See, I like it better because the director's commentary is, for obvious reasons, it's like how to make a movie. Do you know what I mean? It's like, well, it's like to make this scene, we had to do this. Whereas a writer's commentary, which is something I'm more into, is like, I came up with this scene, but you know what I mean? Like it's like, oh, this character was inspired by my buddy from like high school. I love shit like that. My favorite probably commentary in the history of commentaries, actually, which is funny because it's something that you would actually really dig, is Chuck Palahniuk, Fight Club.
No.
It's really good. Yeah, it's him and
David Fincher.
So that movie has a shitload of commentaries, actually. It has David Fincher. It has a commentary that's Brad Pitt and Ed Norton. And then it has a commentary that is Chuck Palahniuk and Jim Ohms, I believe his name is. Anyway, that's the guy who wrote the movie. So it's like the two of them.
The two writers. Yeah. How cool is that?
And it's like
the writer writing about the writers. You know, mm-hmm. That's cool.
And I love it because it's like the two of them kind of talking to each other. It's like, well, why did you call her Marla Singer, for example? And it's like, well, and he tells a story about how like there was this girl, Marla Singer, who used to beat up his sister all the time.
Oh.
And he was like, who was like the worst fucking girl in the world in his life? It's like, fucking Marla Singer was the worst fucking girl in the world. And that's why I called her Marla Singer. But it's like, and then it's like, and there's one scene at the very end of the movie when after he shoots himself and he's like, all right, everybody get your shit. We're getting the fuck out of here. And then all of the guys pile into the elevator.
Yeah.
And one guy's like, one tough motherfucker. And then the doors close. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Chuck Palahniuk was like, oh, you would be a better line? And he's like, what? He's like, you should have said one crazy motherfucker. It's like, oh, fuck, I should have said that.
That would have been a lot better.
Yeah, it's like, one crazy motherfucker. Like, it just would have made sense.
That would have been a lot better.
Right? So.
Oh, I haven't read anything from Chuck in a long time.
Apparently he just released a book or something. I don't know.
I own it.
Yeah, I got it. I got an Audible fucking notification for it.
Anyways.
All right, you ready? Two of the most crazy, violent movies I have ever seen. Two of my faves. I had to throw them on the list. Drive. Taken on Old Boy. Ashley, what did you think?
So, I am actually a very avid Drive lover. I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
More than five times. I love Drive.
Okay.
I've never seen Old Boy. Old Boy for me, even though it is a foreign film, it was still a little too slow for me, even though it was a foreign film.
Okay.
So not only am I reading subtitles, but I'm bored reading subtitles. The ending, the last like half an hour is what saved it.
Okay.
But I love Drive. Old Boy was okay.
Okay.
That's my final.
Well, that bums me out a little bit.
I knew it would.
So here's the thing. Drive, I'm a huge, huge fan of the director, Nicholas Winding Refn. Refn? Anyway.
Refn.
He did the Pusher trilogy, which if probably one of the best trilogies ever. It's like it's about just drug dealers in like Copenhagen, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Or Denmark, whatever. But anyway, so I was really excited when Drive was coming out, and it did not fucking disappoint. I love Ryan Gosling in it. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think everybody's fucking amazing in this movie. I love how crazy violent it is. Like, it's just a fun movie to me. I don't know. And then there's Old Boy, which I've often said is probably my favorite foreign language movie. There's just something about it that It just, like, that is what Korean film is to me. There's something about it that's just so, like, the sense of humor is so odd. Right. And, like, it's so violent, and it's so, like, I don't know, it's just, like, every time I watch a not just a foreign language movie, but even just movies from Korea, like, that's what I'm looking for. It's right. just, like, I want to see some of that culture in there. Like, I kind of want to feel like, oh, this is probably what all of their movies are like and stuff like that. And, like, I don't know. Old Boy doesn't disappoint. I'm a big fan of it. I think it's really fun.
Well, to be fair, to back you up, it was the fifth top grossing film of 2003 in North Korea.
Really?
In South Korea, excuse me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not North Korea.
Not North
Korea. I don't think they have movies. Do they have movies
in North Korea? I don't know. But, yeah, but, like, so it actually is, like, apparently, like, especially back then, it is an incredible movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fifth top grossing, that's pretty hard.
I like to picture North Korean movies as, like, American movies, but they superimpose Kim Jong-un as, like, the hero. Like, I could just picture...
Always.
Yeah, I picture, like, Star Wars. Kim Jong-un is both Luke Skywalker and Han Solo. They're, like...
the heroes of the movie. But yeah, I do really, really love Drive. I love Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm. And how different is he in this movie, right? Like, don't get me wrong, there's a couple of movies after this where he kind of did the, like, super quiet guy right. role. But, like, up until this point, what was he, a Notebook? Like, half Nelson? And then there's movies like Crazy Stupid Love where he's so charming.
Right.
La La Land, you know what I mean? It's like, it's so, such an interesting role for him, if you
he
ask
He was
me.
Very interesting role. There are some things I want to say, I can't say yet.
Okay.
I can say a few things.
Okay, let's hear it.
I've never actually talked about the music of either of any movie
okay.
so far. Drive's music, even though it's retro.
Yeah.
The oldest song was released in 2007.
Isn't that interesting?
How cool is that?
And it sounds
so 80s.
And actually, it's funny that you bring it up. I know you're a huge, huge Red Hot Chili Peppers fan.
Right.
You're probably one of the biggest Red Hot Chili Peppers fans that I know.
I love Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The guy who made the music for Drive was one of the original drummers for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Shut up.
No shit. Before, who's the drummer right now?
Chad Michael. I was like, Flea? Yeah. Not Flea? Chad.
Yeah. Chad Smith, right?
Yeah.
It was the drummer before him, Cliff Martinez. I don't know if he quit. I think he quit the Red Hot Chili Peppers or like he got let go or whatever. He started doing film scores and that's when he got picked up for this movie.
I love that. I did not know that.
And yeah, he fucking crushes it. It's one of my favorite film scores. It's so good.
Like, right. And we have to give it to Old Boy because I don't think we've ever said it on here either that I'm a musician.
Yeah.
So for all of the people listening, like I play piano and violin. I'm trying to learn guitar, but it's hard. But Old Boy's soundtrack, it was so gorgeous to me.
Agreed.
Because it's all orchestra. Mm-hmm. And just the whole time, I don't even care what the scene is about, if it's terrible or not. I'm just like, I was in heaven. Yeah. While bad shit's happening, I'm just in heaven. Just like smiling like, this score is so pretty. Agreed. I loved it. So very, very interesting to...
Yeah, I don't know why. When I was...
Like, two music scores. They're so different from each other.
But they totally fucking work.
Yeah.
And they're both inherently violent movies. So it's very funny that two different film scores work right. for both of these movies. Like, the orchestra and then the...
Drive was necessarily vulgar for that.
Yeah.
Where in the scenes that it was bad, it needed to be there.
And I do
While
agree, actually.
Old Boy is like, how much can we throw in?
It's true.
Like, how can we put this in as an excuse to, you know, kill this person like this? Like, that was the difference between Drive. And you can tell Drive, Ryan didn't want to do it. He had to do it.
And that's it, right? And a lot of people would be like, well, a lot of people will think that the violence in Drive is gratuitous. I'm of the opinion that I'm on your side, actually.
Right.
I think it has to show, like, there's a couple of scenes where, like, he doesn't want to be a part of this.
He doesn't.
But it's just like he gets forced into this shit. And you got to show like he's willing to do what he has to do to survive.
But it's eat or be eaten.
Yeah. And it makes him look like a monster. Yeah. But agreed.
But that's the thing, right? It's like you're going to kill me.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I have to. And you can see it in his face the whole time. He's like, I don't want to fuck. And, I want to do this.
And that's it. And there's even a part like, this is kind of like tailing, like this kind of like on the line of spoilers, but I'm going to try to dance it a little bit. There's even a moment where he calls the villain.
Right.
And the villain's like, like, what do you want? And he's like, I want to give you all the fucking money back. And the guy's like, what do you want out of it? And he's like,
nothing.
That's it. I just want out of it. Like, I don't want anything. Right. I just want out of this fucking mess. And, like, that's his character. Like, he doesn't want to be a part of this fucking world.
Right.
He just kind of has to be. It's, like, it's weirdly what he's good at. Right? And, like, so he kind of has to be, but, like, it's such a shame that... And then, like, oh, yeah. But anyway, we'll get more into spoilers. There's a couple of, like, particular scenes that I really want to get into. But, yeah. Bernie Ross.
Yeah.
The character from Drive.
Yeah.
Do you know what famous Disney character voice he plays?
Bernie Ross.
I'll give you a hint. It's one of the movies on this list. We've already watched it.
Oh, wait, no. Wait. Who was Marlon?
That was Marlon. That was the guy who played Bernie Ross. Was Marlon.
Yeah, I already, I know him from This Is 40.
Oh, yeah.
His voice is ruined for me.
But, like, it fucking, watching Drive and, like, how violent it gets and watch, and thinking, like, that's Marlon.
By the way, Marlon from Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
So they have such a weird cast because they have these characters who you cannot get their original past into out of your head. So, for example, Ryan is like The Notebook. If you can't get over that, like, lovey-dovey romantic, then there's Marlon. Also, they have, you're gonna have to help me, Bryan Cranston.
Yep, Breaking Bad.
Who's from Breaking Bad?
Yeah,
who is the most badass? And then he's in this movie, and he's like,
he's kind of a bitch, eh?
He's like Ryan is totally the fucking, like, the tough guy.
It's true.
While you got Bryan, who is like the kingpin in Breaking Bad. He's the man.
And in this movie, he's the ultimate fuck up. He's that character. And that's actually funny. There's a lot of characters who just seem to be the ultimate fuck ups in this movie. Like Bryan Cranston, Ron Perlman's character, and fucking Oscar Isaac's character, the husband. They're just the three fucking dumbest people, it seems like.
Oh, who totally screwed me up, actually. Let's talk about that for a second. Standard.
That's Oscar Isaac.
So, that... Okay. So, there are times when you see an actor, and I keep hearing this weird... When you see the actor in two different movies, but you can't believe it's the same actor.
Yeah.
So, I've never really had that, because I'm like, oh, they're actors. That finally hit me. I was watching this when they're in the hallway and they meet each other for the first time.
Okay.
Standard and Ryan.
Yeah.
Right? And his ex-husband is the fucking, like, coolest gangster looking. He will fucking kill you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
He is so cool. It's unreal.
And it's like, it's one of those things, too, where he's like, everything he's saying is very polite, but the way he's saying it is very intimidating.
He looks like a badass. And I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at him. I'm hearing his voice, and I'm looking at him. And I had to actually Wikipedia it. And he's Poe from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Screwed me up. But I'm like, how did Poe, who's such a bitch, become this guy who just needed a beard? When he got the beard, he looks like, I don't want to fuck with you.
It's true.
But in Star Wars, when he shaves, I'm like, oh, you look like a little boy. You know, you can't even get the girl in the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he gets a robot, okay?
But it's funny because I'm watching Star Wars as we speak. I'm watching all of them. So it's just funny that I saw the movie maybe 2 days ago and I didn't even click it was the same guy.
Yeah. No, it's funny. Poe Dameron, I really like Poe Dameron as a character. He's that guy that's like everybody's friend. Like, he's that guy that, like, runs around and he calls everybody buddy. He's like, hey, buddy, what's up? Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, my God.
Like, so much so that, like, if he ran up to you and didn't call you buddy one day, you'd be like, wait, what, are we fighting? Like, what's up? Like, are we,
what's going
we're
on?
Not friends anymore?
Wait, what?
Like, he's that guy. Are we not friends anymore? Like, what I do? What's wrong? But, no, I agree 100%. As Standard, he's fucking intimidating, and he's kind of a badass.
Dude, he is intimidating as shit.
But it's just like, he's just another one of those characters that, like, can't help but to fuck up. I don't know, he can't help but to be a fucking, you know what I mean, a dummy. I don't know, it's just one of those. But, like, and I don't know, and that's the thing, same with Bryan Cranston, like, their intentions are great, they just can't help themselves. It's one of those things.
I know, that's the part of the whole movie is it's a fuck up trying to put a band-aid on top of a fuck up with another band-aid.
Yeah.
And there's like 8 layers of band-aids and they're like, all right, we're going to try to make this work. I do have a fun fact before we go to spoilers for you. I thought this would be a fun fact for you. It's concerning Old Boy and it's tangled with Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, well, I know that Tarantino served on the jury at Cannes when Old Boy played, correct?
He was the jury president.
Okay.
But yes, so yeah. You already got it. I'll read the whole paragraph.
Okay.
So Quentin Tarantino was jury president the year 2004. He was, unsurprisingly, an enthusiastic supporter of Old Boy, which is funny, you are too. It ended up winning the Grand Prix, essentially the second prize, after Fahrenheit 9/11. Rumors circulated that Old Boy lost that prize by one single vote.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But here's the unfortunate thing is, when it's a movie like that, I don't think they can really lose. So it's kind of like this weird, you know what I mean?
I do agree that documentaries have an unfair advantage and things
like Fahrenheit 9/11.
That, and I was going to say,
I don't care what documentaries.
That particular documentary, you can't beat. The only thing about it is, the Cannes Film Festival is foreign. It's not, you know, it's not American. It's in France, if I'm not mistaken. So, so I'm surprised they even give a fuck about Fahrenheit 9/11, to be honest with you. However, that was a very world.
Right.
And it's funny because it's hard, right? Because it's like, you say, like, I'm surprised the world, that affected the world so much. But, I mean, it affected us. And we're fucking non-American. Well, I mean, we're Canadian, right?
Right.
So it's like, oh, there's even a scene in Old Boy that shows the World Trade Center.
Yeah, it does.
Like, getting hit. So it's like, oh.
And it shows, like, Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Which is another funny one, because it's like,
I guess that's true. That
why does that
us.
Matter about, but why does it matter to the rest of the world?
And that's it. It's just one of those things.
She doesn't matter at all to, and she didn't even matter to us. And we are affected, by it, because it's our nation.
Yeah.
And it's like, it didn't even affect us. She was, but somehow, something like that will stop the whole world.
It's true.
And it's just funny how, like, obviously, I'm not saying it's fixed. I would never say that. I'm just saying, obviously, it wasn't going to win against Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah.
So it sucks, but he came in second. And your director liked it.
Mm.
So that says something about Old Boy.
So what did you think of the story of Old Boy?
Again, I found it extremely boring until the very end. Until the twist.
I kid me, because I thought, like,
it was a stupid, because you never understood why.
But that's what makes it so good. It's
that
a mystery.
That happened for so long, and I'm like, okay, well, now I'm just bored. I don't care anymore.
Really? Oh, because I found it really interesting. I love the idea. So, I mean, for those who haven't watched it, but you really should, the premise of Old Boy is he gets kidnapped for no just randomly, and he's imprisoned for 15 years in a hotel room, and he gets fed the same food every day. And he tries to kill himself on numerous occasions, but they fucking refuse to let him die.
Yeah.
And like, and he just spends the 15 years like punching the wall and getting fit. And like, and then one day he's randomly let out. And the guy's just like, if you can figure out. And then, so it's not right off the bat, but eventually it gets to the point where he's like, if you can figure out who I am. No, I think he tells him immediately who he is. But if you can figure out why I imprisoned you.
Right.
I'll kill myself. And like,
he says it to him, and then, but if you don't, I will kill you.
Yeah, and that's it. So it's like, you have a couple, I think it's like 48 hours or something, but it's like, and like, I think it's a great premise for a movie personally. And I love his character. I'm going to butcher this fucking name. I believe the actor's name is Chow Mun-sook.
Yeah, something like that.
He is so fucking good in this movie. He's my favorite Korean actor. I Saw the Devil.
So familiar.
Yeah, he's in a lot of shit. He was in Lucy, which is like an American movie. No, he's in a lot of shit. And
oh, I missed Lucy. I know. I wanted to watch that.
Yeah.
That was with the one main, she's really famous.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. It was pretty decent. Like, I enjoyed it.
That was whenever she like wakes up wherever and she doesn't know who she is.
No, she like, it's like, she like, so this guy, he plays like a Korean drug lord, and he like stuffs drugs in her stomach and like forces her to be a mule. But then like she gets kicked in the stomach and the drugs like rupture in her, and they like, but it makes her like superhuman.
Oh.
And like, so over the course of the movie, she just becomes more and more and more and more and more superhuman to the point where it's like she could fucking control everything, like with a snap of her finger. Like, it's fucking really, it's a bizarre movie, but it's, I think it's kind of fun. I don't know. A lot of people didn't like it. I thought it was all right.
Like, my feelings for her really, really went above and beyond because she did most of the stunts herself.
I agree. Yeah. She's,
whenever she's, I heard that, I went, oh, that's fucking cool. Not many chicks will do that.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I don't know. I've liked Scarlett Johansson since I saw her in fucking Ghost World. Like,
and that was one of her first movies.
Like, she was fantastic. Lost in Translation, she's amazing. Like, there's a lot of movies that I think she's great in before she was famous. So, like, I don't know. But anyway, Old Boy. And there's one thing I love about him as an actor, or his character, at least in this movie. I love how fucking crazy he is in this movie. He just seems like an animal in this movie. Like, he doesn't, like, it's, he's been locked away for so long, he doesn't even know how to be a human being.
Well, he's
anymore.
In the elevator with the girl.
I
he
love
can't
it.
Even,
and he's
like control. He's just, he's like pressed up against the wall, like, oh my God, like, don't go near it.
And I love it too. There's the, I think, okay, and it just, if you find this funny, you'll love this movie. But like, there's the guy that wants to kill himself on top of the building, and he walks up, and the guy's like, stay away from me, I'll fucking do it. And then he walks up, and he just, like, sniffs him.
Yeah.
And then he, like, just goes to leave. The guy's like, wait, don't leave me, don't leave me. And then he gets in the elevator with the girl, and, like, he's like, oh, my God, it's a real girl.
Yeah.
And he's pressing against the wall. And then as he's walking out, he's wearing her sunglasses, yeah. And she's, like, losing it on a police officer. And then as he's walking out, the dude fucking hits the ground. He, like, jumps, and then he just keeps walking. I, like, the entire scene is, I think it's, the humor is so bizarre. I love it. I think it's so funny to me. Like, I don't know. Like,
it is. It's so weird.
But,
you know. The whole movie is so odd.
That's why I love it. I think I like this movie a lot. So, let's give her some ratings. What do you think?
Let's do. Yeah. I was going to say FOMO, but that's fear of missing out. I don't know why FOMO is in my head. So, let's do some power. Do you want to start, or do you want me to start?
You go ahead. I'm unfortunately too close to both of these movies, so.
I already know in my head who's going to win on
Yeah, well, I could have told you that the first five seconds of this conversation. But, okay, so production.
So production.
I have to give it to the Old Boy, personally. I think it looks better.
It was just him in a room.
Well, no. It's him. He gets out of the room eventually, and then, like, everything looks beautiful. Like, everything looks all awesome. Right.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll give it to Old Boy.
Okay.
Originality.
I gotta give it to Old Boy.
Unfortunately, me too. Yeah, I'll give it to Old Boy. And then writing, I'll give to Drive.
Okay.
And then acting and rewatchability.
See, I would give it, okay.
Well, acting, it can go both ways. I can give it to Old Boy for acting too.
But that means that you got three then, and Old Boy wins. But that's the thing, I'm of the opinion that Old Boy is actually a better movie.
Oh. No, I think rewatchability for me is what
Drive.
I'm saying.
I'll give you Drive.
Which is what I'm like, I can watch Drive all day. I think I even have it, which speaks volumes.
Yeah.
But like, when you're putting up against, like, points wise, Old Boy is intense.
Yeah.
So it's 2-3. I could go either way, but I'll just be honest. It's 2-3.
Like, for Old Boy or for
Drive?
So you're going to give me Old Boy? Thank you. So Drive, fucking awesome movie. But I'm sorry, I had to give it to... I had to fight for Old Boy a little bit. I'm really sorry. But next to spoilers.
Spoilers!
Spoilers!
Spoilers! Spoilers! How's that?
So, do you know do you know why Ryan Gosling has a scorpion on his back?
No.
There's a famous story. I don't know if it's a story or a poem or a nursery rhyme or whatever the fuck it is, but it's a story. And I'm not even sure what culture it's part of. I'm pretty sure it's Spanish, but anyway. What it is it's about this scorpion that's trying to get across this river, but it can't get across the river because it can't swim. Okay. And this frog comes along, and the scorpion's like, hey, man, do you mind carrying me across the river?
Is it a toad by chance?
I don't know. It's a frog.
Scorpion and the toad? That's like a saying.
No, it's a squirrel and a frog.
Okay.
It could be a toad. But anyway, I'm pretty sure it's frog. Anyway, so the frog's like, so the scorpion's like, hey, man, you mind if I jump on your back and you can carry me across the river? And the frog is like, no, you're going to fucking sting me. Like, you're going to kill me. No, fuck that. I'm not stupid. And the scorpion says, why would I do that? If I stung you while we were going across the river,
I would drown.
We would both die. Why? That's dumb. And the frog's like, that's a good point. All right, jump on my back. So he does, and they're going across the river, and the scorpion stings him. And the frog says, why would you sting me? Now we're both going to die. And the scorpion is like, I'm sorry, man. I just can't help myself sometimes. And they both died. Okay. That's the whole... So what it's about... Jesus Christ. Right?
Hold on. Can we give our listeners like 10 seconds to like rethink life? That was a little intense. Like
ponder existence for a second.
I thought you were going to say like, because I can swim. Like, that's kind of dark. Okay, go ahead.
But what it's supposed to represent is Ryan Gosling is the frog, and he always has a scorpion on his back.
Oh, that's fair.
And that's... He's a nice guy, but the people that he's carrying around will always try to fuck him.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. So, and it's actually funny because they actually bring it up at the near the end of the movie when he calls Bernie Ross at the end, Bernie Rose, whatever. And he's like, you hear the maybe it is scorpion. And I'm pretty sure it's frog. But either way, he's like,
I'm thinking scorpion and the toad because of How I Met Your Mother. That's the college bar they go to.
Oh, maybe.
Scorpion and the toad. Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure it's frog. Anyway, he's like, you ever hear the story of scorpion and the frog? And Bernie Rose is like, no, why? And he's like, your friend Nino didn't make it across the river. And like,
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's him. It's like him referencing this fucking story. But I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. But that's why he has a scorpion on his back to reference this story.
That opening bit, man, is so intense.
The opening scene?
When he pulls into, like, the parking garage.
Genius.
How intelligent. And he walks right by the cops.
Yeah, and I love it because he just takes his jacket off. He throws the hat on. Perfect.
That's
like,
it.
And it's funny because the whole time he's watching the game, and then in the car he's listening to the game. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck are you listening to this game for? And he keeps turning it up, and you're like, why the fuck is this so important? And then he pulls right in, and you're like, oh, that was genius.
And I love that he just ditches the guys. He pulled in, he's left the car.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything, he was gone. And the guys are still in the car.
So the two guys, okay, so the guy, there's a guy that he runs into at a diner later in the movie.
Yeah.
Is that one of the two guys? Or is that just a completely different job?
Well, he said he hasn't seen him in a while.
Yeah, but maybe it's been a while. I don't know.
I don't know.
How
long was the husband in prison for?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I didn't say.
Well, I'm just saying because her and Gosling met. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out how long it could have been.
It doesn't really say, right? It's like, it could be months, could be, you know, days. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, while we're on the subject of them. Okay, so after Standard gets out of jail. So Stanley gets out of jail, and again, he's a fucking badass, you're right. But he's kind of dummy, because, you know, he has to get back into it and shit. Does she know that they're going to pull a job together? He, like, tells her, and she slaps him, and she gets all mad. But I think it's more weird that, like, the five of them or the four of them had dinner together and stuff. And, like,
well, I know he was invited over... Because the husband kept hearing about him from the son.
Yeah.
So he's like, how about you come over? And then when Ryan was at the table, he's like, did you hear how I met mommy?
Yeah.
Hear how I met mommy. And we had, and you can tell that he's kind of like.
Kind of rubbing it in, maybe.
Back the fuck off my family.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
But no, speaking of like them two, Irene and, which by the way, we never said this. Ryan doesn't have a name, which I find really fun.
Yeah.
His name is Driver or Kid. It's never actually said. It's a little fun fact. So, Driver and Irene, I hate that he lets go of his, like, persona. And he's a little more smiling, a little more quirky, and more, dude, drives me nuts. I think he should have stayed the same personality.
Oh, no, see, that's...
That barely talking, straight.
I like it that he, like, liked her. And
it ruins it for me because I don't find him badass anymore.
But that's the point, right? It's like, oh, he's kind of finding like, oh, he's evolving as a person, and he's like, you know what, I don't need this anymore. And then, of course, he gets pulled back into it. It's like, oh, okay.
Because they threatened
Irene. And that's the thing, right? And I throw it out there, too, just randomly. The fucking gunshots in this movie are so loud. Are they not fantastic? I didn't even notice. I was watching it on, like, my fucking big screen, on my big speakers. And there's the scene when Standard's exiting the pawn shop and then he gets shot in the neck.
Yeah.
It is so quiet. And that was so loud, it made my wife jump upstairs. Oh. Like, she was like, what the fuck was that?
Well, you don't expect it.
Because it was just like, boom!
Because you think they're leaving.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, this is sick, and they're going to leave.
It's so loud. It's like, holy fuck. No, it's good. It's good. It's fucking.
Whenever
but
he like threatens her in the bathroom, I was like, "Holy fuck!"
Yeah.
And then the hotel room, I'm like, "He's fucking intense."
He is.
He's
intense.
Like, "I will fucking kill you. Tell me what you know."
I actually like it more when he's talking to the guy in the diner, and the guy's like, "Hey, we're pulling this job. You want?" Yeah. He's like, "You shut your mouth, or I'm gonna kick your teeth in and shut it for you." It's like, "Oh my god, like,
get away from me."
Yeah, but that's it. Like, he's a guy who, like, wants to be a nice person, but he has to be nasty sometimes. And it comes out, too, when he, like, stomps that guy's head in the elevator. And she, like, looks at him, and he kind of turns to her like, fuck. Like, it's like, well, this sucks. Which, I actually think they ruined something a little bit. I thought it was really interesting that the first time we see her, it's her getting in the elevator and then out of the elevator. I believe that's
her getting out of the elevator.
Yeah. First time we see her. And then he kicks the head in, and then the elevator doors close on her. And then you think that's the last time you're going to see her. But then we see her again when she gets the phone call from him. And then she knocks. I'm like, oh, that was the perfect, like, symbolic exit for her.
Because then the husband would have been home, and it would have all just, you mean that?
No, I'm talking about the very end. Like, after he kicks the guy's head in.
Yeah.
After Standard's been dead.
Oh, I see what you mean. Because she got the... Yeah.
And then she's like staring at him like he's a monster. And then he like looks at her and then the door closes. And then maybe like 10 minutes later, she gets a phone call from him.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just want you to know that that's like the best. It just felt like a studio note. It felt like somebody like, we got to have a kind of a happier ending for them, you know?
I love that he never like changes his jacket or washes it. He's just covered in blood the entire movie.
Yeah.
And how fucking brutal are those guys giving... The kid, Benicio, that bullet.
How cocky, too. Like,
whoa.
Like, how big are your balls that you're going to give this fucking kid? Like,
dude, and they were like, keep it safe for me. And Ryan's like, what is that? He's like, I don't know. The guy's told me to keep this safe.
I love it. He makes Ryan's the guy fucking
eat it. I carry that for you? Let me hold that for
you.
Yeah. And then he shoves it in the guy's mouth and he's like, eat it. Yeah.
I love that.
Main character is supposed to be Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, so apparently there's another director, too. I don't remember who it was a big director. And it was going to be like a big fucking $100 million movie. It's going to be like a big like movie, and they end up scaling it back. I like it better this way. I think it worked better.
I never did say it. The budget was $15 million, and they only made $81.
It's still a fucking good movie. I never really said that.
Well, here's the problem. With the budget, you had such high names. That's what's kind of bothersome. So after paying all these huge actors, how much did they actually have?
No, it's true. And they had some big actors.
The only one who wasn't an actor was the son.
Yeah.
Everybody else, including the cook, are all actors.
Even Christina Hendricks played Blanche, and she's fucking huge.
Apparently she had her own movie poster. And like, everyone was like, you're in the movie for literally 10 fucking minutes.
I remember like watching the movie and be like, is that fucking Christina Hendricks? Like, she's fucking in Mad Men. She has her own show right now on Netflix. Like, she's a big actress. Like, it's just like strange. Like, oh, even at this time she was in Mad Men. It's like, this is so weird. Why are you in this movie? But like, maybe she wanted to do a crime movie. Who fucking knows? But either way, another scene I want to talk about because I think it's super interesting. Only because a few episodes ago we talked about Halloween.
Yeah.
The Michael Myers movie, right? Obviously. There's a scene in this movie, and I don't know why it reminds me of a Halloween movie. And I don't know. And it's after Nino is like, after the Nino crash, and he like falls onto the beach. Do you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah.
After Nino is hit and falls onto the beach, He crawls out of his car and he's like on the beach.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Gosling walks up and just stares at him. And then the lighthouse is like, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And then he just starts like slowly walking towards
him. Trying to go towards the water.
Yeah. And then he starts running towards. I don't know why. He reminds me so much of Michael Myers.
Well, because he's thinking like, why am I going to run?
Yeah.
Where the fuck are you going
to go? And I love it because he tries, like, what are you going to swim away? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
You're like, drown. Yeah. Okay, bye.
But, like, but maybe that's a reference to the fucking frog and the scorpion. I don't know. Because he does reference it after that. I don't know. Interesting. But, yeah, I don't know. I found it interesting. I don't know. If not Halloween, it just reminds me of an old horror movie. It just reminds me of, like, a slasher flick. Like, the killer who doesn't speak with a fucking mask on, which is so weird. Oh, he
did have a mask on.
And he's just, like, staring at him, and it's just like... And you can tell even, like, Ron Perlman's like, what the fuck?
Like, he's so freaked out. The other scene that I found really weird... One, all of their dates are in his car, which I find really interesting.
It's cute.
But why the fuck would she break up with him and her in the car? Wouldn't you break up with him before you like go on the date?
But she doesn't break up with him necessarily.
Well, she says my husband's coming back.
She just got the call though.
At the house.
Yeah, but then they get in the car. Yeah,
she couldn't have said that. Maybe she
doesn't want to say it in front of her kid. I don't know.
No, she could have said, hey, driver, buddy, kid, listen.
Yeah.
We got to cancel. Sure. Sorry. But instead, she gets up in a car and then says, oh, yeah, my husband's back. And then makes, you're sitting in a fucking car. That's like the worst place.
I like to think that.
He has control of the vehicle.
No, yeah. I like to think that she really, really dug him. And they actually probably would have been fine. Like, they probably would have had a really good relationship if Standard never came back. And that's the thing. And I think her husband coming back is something she didn't want to happen.
I don't remember. Does Ryan die?
No, he doesn't die at the end.
So then they could be back together.
No, but see, that's the thing. He had to leave her. He couldn't... Because him being involved in her life is the only reason why... She got targeted in the first... I guess Standard is the reason why she got targeted in the first place. But
because he owed some fucking guys in jail like 20 grand.
Yeah, but Bernie Rose... I can't fucking remember. Is it Ross or Rose?
It's Rose.
Okay, Bernie Rose. Okay. Bernie Rose says, me, you, and your girl are the only three players left in this game. So, if you give me the money, I'll fucking let her go. Nobody else knows about her. She's fine. And then they kill each other.
Yeah.
And then, like, but Ryan Gosling lives. But it's still that idea that it's like, as long as I stay away from her, she's going to be safe.
But the guy's dead.
Sure. But what about the next guy?
There's only three players.
What about the, but I mean, there's got to be somebody who takes over after Bernie Rose.
And you think they're going to care what I read?
I don't know. Who knows? That's the thing. It's one of those things.
I think you're just making up excuses.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I've actually read the book.
No way.
There's a book based off of this. And I it's one. It's very rare that I'm like, I have to read the book that this movie is based on.
What is the book called?
Drive. It's called the same thing. And so in the book, I mean, spoilers for the book if you're planning on reading it, but Irene dies like halfway through the movie. Or halfway through the book. And it's something just completely random. She just gets shot in the head during like a random drive-by shooting.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's just, they're living in a bad neighborhood.
That's it? Then Ryan's like... But here's I don't want to help you anymore. Bye.
It's weird because it's two completely different robberies too. So he gets involved with Irene, although her name's Irina in the book. She's Spanish, right? So okay. Her name's Irina, and
why not keep that? Why change? Anyways,
I don't know.
It's stupid when you change one.
Yeah, I like to think that he just saw Carey Mulligan and he's like, I really want you in this movie. Yeah, who
she can still be in Irina.
True that. I agree.
Anyways, go on.
Yeah, so in the book, he gets involved with Irina, and he's like, same thing. And then Standard gets out of prison. But her and Standard don't get back together. Standard shows up because he doesn't have anywhere else to go.
Oh.
And he's just a fuck-up.
Which is more like...
So her and Buddy kind of date, and Standard's just kind of there. And he, like, tries to be, like, intimidating, but they call him Driver in the book. He's like, fuck you kind of thing. But then same thing happens where Standard gets involved. He like owes people money. And Standard's like, I have to do this job. And Driver's like, listen, I don't want to fucking help you, but I kind of have to because you're getting Irina involved. So I'll help you. And Standard dies, same thing. But that happens. And then him and Irina live together for a while. Like, they, everything's fine. And then she dies. And then Benicio ends up getting shipped off to, like, her parents' house. I think in Mexico or, like, somewhere. So it's like, he can't even see the kid anymore. So he, like, just goes on doing jobs by himself. And then he gets into another job that turns out Nino is involved in, Bernie Rose. And then, like, so that, and then that ending. So the person who wrote the movie just merged those two jobs together, which I can understand why you did it, because it saves a lot of time and it makes a really tight movie. However, it does introduce a lot of coincidence. Like, of course, you know what I mean? Of course, the job that you did. Nino. Yeah, of course that's that job. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, so, whereas it made more sense in the book, like how it went down.
That makes sense. Yeah. I agree with that. I agree. Because of all the fucking people, it's the guy who's giving you money for your car.
Right. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, come on. And sure, it's like, maybe it's one of those things where it's like, okay, maybe Bernie Rose just runs all of the crime in LA. Who knows? In this universe. Who fucking knows? Do you know what I mean? But it's one of those things where it's like, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What a shitty way to die for Bryan Cranston.
I think he goes, I mean,
that was very intense.
Yeah.
Could have at least, like, cut the throat or cut his head off.
But apparently, I mean, he even says, he's like, there's no more pain. You're going to just die. It's going to be fine. You're just going to go to sleep. And it's like, I think it's kind of merciful. And it's funny because he always really liked Shannon, eh? Like Bernie Rose. Because he even says it, like, Bernie, like, he's like, Shannon used to upcharge me all the time, but I used to give it to him because whatever. But then he tried to do that with Nino, and Nino broke his fucking pelvis. And, like, that's why he walks with a limp. And it's just like, holy fuck. And I love it when he sees Nino, and Nino says to Shannon, like, what the fuck are you doing here? And there's like a long pause. He's like, I'm just playing with you. Yeah. Hey, how's your leg? And it's just like, holy, like, you're such a piece of shit. Like, Nino is the ultimate fuck up in this movie too. Like, he can't help but to fuck up.
And yet look what happened to him.
I know. It's one of those things.
Crawling away like a child away from Ryan into water.
Apparently, when, like, so Ron Perlman plays the role of Nino. Apparently, when he runs into the water and gets hit by that wave and, like, brought back, he fucking shattered his knee. Apparently fucked his knee right up. Yeah. I don't know. That's what I read it somewhere. I don't remember. But
oh, no.
Either way. Drive. Love you lots. We got to fucking switch a little over to a little bit of Old Boy.
Yeah.
What did you think of that hallway scene? That hallway fight scene.
With all the fucking guys?
Yeah. It was amazing, right?
No. How did that many guys not hurt one? If you watch it, you can see the guys are, like, holding their staff near him so he can get time to punch it. It's like,
it was all one take, though. One take.
I guess. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to be nice. I love when they're, like, opens the elevator and all the guys fall out. That was, I get it. It's fucking cool. And you could tell, like, the different styles, right? Like, the Korean style compared to American. Because every time, like, they get punched, they do flips in the air and stuff. Yeah. And they fall. It's kind of entertaining. It's more better that way.
Let's talk about that twist. What did you think of the twist?
So, I had not a fucking clue.
Yeah.
At all. So, did Buddy fuck his sister?
Yeah. Yes. And the villain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his sister was not pregnant.
Okay.
She wasn't, but she convinced herself she was.
I mean, that sounds like some, like, person in denial after they got their sister pregnant kind of shit. Right,
'cause he, like, so, for the listeners, he says, like, Oh, my sister wasn't pregnant. But if you think of it and you believe it long enough, it becomes true. So she was missing her periods and she was bloating and she started showing symptoms of pregnancy.
Yeah. It sounds to me like he got her pregnant, but he's looking for somebody else to blame.
But here's the thing, though. So at the very, very end, when you see her and her letting her go on the bridge, he didn't want her to go.
No, God, no.
So, I mean, that was a different turn for me to see, like, he, because when the main character, I'm just going to call him
Odesu?
Day.
Yeah.
Call him Day. When Day sees the picture on the wall and he's like, you weren't there at the bridge, eh? Then how did this photo get here? And why is it the exact date that she died?
Yeah.
I went, oh, he killed her. Like, that fucker. And then you find out, like, oh, he didn't.
It's kind of cute. Yeah.
It's sad. Yeah, and then...
And he kills himself, which I kind of like. He's honorable.
Yeah, then the ending was so fucking weird. Like, that's his daughter? What?
Yeah, so he fucks his daughter. And that's what the whole plan was, to get him to fuck his own daughter. So he can see, like, oh, it's not weird anymore, is it? But it fucking is weird still, I don't know.
Yeah, like, okay, so I understood the whole, like, when he said we hypnotized her. So, like, she had to work at this restaurant and you had to go to that... She did this, which, by the way, Day is, this is real. He's a Buddhist. He's a vegan. And he had to eat 4 octopus.
Isn't that nuts? He actually ate the octopus.
Oh, you could tell. You could tell that was real.
And the fucking thing is like.
4 of them. That's intense. Not one.
Yeah.
For a vegan. And I TMI, but like both my owners of the business I work at are both vegan. They would never. They would fucking never. So yeah. The thought that he did that blows my brain.
I think it's a great
scene. The tentacles are fucking going, like, wrapping around his hand and shit. I'm like, this is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Because she says, you want something alive? Do you want me to cut it now? And he's like, nope. Like,
but it's something different, right? Imagine being locked in a room for 15 years and it's like, fuck it. I'm just going to eat this right now. Like,
give me something alive. I can feel it alive. Yeah. So I know it's fresh, you know? So yeah, so I guess like that whole thing was all hypnotized. And then at the end, he got hypnotized to forget how they know each other.
Exactly. So they could go on living with each other. But here's the thing. She doesn't give a fuck. She was like, I don't care. Like,
she knows.
I thought she knew.
I don't think she knows.
Because I think the last thing she says is like, I don't care. Like, I just want to be with you. Is that what she says? Am I wrong on that?
Oh, what was in the purple box?
Oh, maybe she doesn't know. Oh, yeah, he doesn't actually tell her.
Because he says she doesn't know, she doesn't know. And that's when he started begging, licking his shoes.
Yeah, and then he's like,
please don't tell her, like, she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know what was in the purple box.
I think it was proof that...
That's what I thought. Because he said, don't open it, it will really hurt you. It'll really, really hurt you. Don't open it, don't open it.
Maybe she doesn't know then.
And she's like, okay. I'm going to be there soon. But I don't really remember what she said at the end with all, like, the cold when he was in the...
Yeah, I thought she said, I don't care. But I could be wrong. I've seen the movie a couple of times, and I always just assumed she knew. But now that I'm thinking about it, I think you're right, actually.
Because the weird thing is, like, whenever she's like, who were you with?
Yeah.
And she doesn't know that he was with the hypnotist.
Yeah.
So why would it matter if she knew? Like, oh, I just wanted to forget who you are. But instead, it's like, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think she knows.
Okay. But I like, so it's kind of cute then. It's kind of a cute ending. Even though he can't talk, he's cut his tongue out, but...
How fucking crazy is
that? So it's funny. Apparently that there's a lot of that in the movie.
I never turn away from movies.
Yeah.
Only twice. I can remember 2 movies. One is The Dirt. There's one scene I can't watch. This one is The Hammer. The Hammer. Woo! No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Can't. I turned away every time. No. And then when he started putting the hammer in Day's mouth, I was like, stop it. Stop it. Oh, my God. Because our sister's in dentistry, so thinking of that is just like.
I hear you. But apparently that there's a lot of that where it's like karma, I guess, where. I can only think of 2 off the top of my head, but there's apparently a bunch of different examples of this. But Odesu talks too much. So at the very end, he gets his tongue cut out.
Yeah.
The other guy, the main villain's right-hand man, at one point, the villain's like, oh, he hears everything. At the very end, he gets stabbed in the ear. There's a lot of that. Like, there's like, I guess, like just desserts, right? Like,
see, I thought the tongue thing was because he spread the rumor.
Yeah, well, so that's it. Like, well, he talks too much. He talks too much,
but
yeah.
Then I thought, hasn't this guy had a fucking...
A little bit, yeah.
You just told him he fucks his daughter. He's in love with his daughter.
After fucking locking him up for 15 years.
And then you tell him to cut his tongue out and fuck his daughter. Like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So his wife is...
Dead.
dead because he got staged for the murder.
Yeah. Nuts!
And they never killed the daughter?
Well, that's because he wanted...
Did he have a...
It was his plan the whole time.
How old was the daughter when he left?
I think she was like 3 or something. Wasn't it her 3rd birthday? I think it was her 3rd birthday.
How do you know that? Is that a scene?
At the very beginning. He calls her. And it's her birthday. Right. And he bought her the wings as the present.
And Buddy's like, hey, your wife wants you home. You have to.
Yeah.
This is always a problem with subtitles. I always feel like I'm getting screwed over. I'm like, they're going to be fake and they're not going to be what they're saying. But yeah. I got to get over that. They are what they're saying. But oh, my gosh. Eh?
It's a fucking crazy ending. And it's funny because you think like, because this is also based off of like a Japanese manga, I believe. Or, manga. I don't know if manga's just Japanese, actually, I'm thinking about. But a comic book, like a
okay.
Asian comic book. And you think, like, okay, it's a pretty fucked up ending that he fucks his daughter. But it's like, now that you're thinking about it, okay, maybe that was what was in the manga. And, you want to stay faithful.
Yeah.
Not at all. The manga does not end that way. They made that for this fucking movie. So it's
some
like,
twisted fuck yeah. thought of this.
So it's like, wow, well, okay then.
Unfortunately, I want to give credit to the director, but they don't have an English translated
name.
It's like
Park Chan-wook, if I'm not mistaken, something like that.
When I read it, it was only Korean, here, so I couldn't.
I'll find it right now. He's directed a couple movies.
By the way, this is to not be confused with the newer Old Boy. There's two of them. One's 2017, one's 2003. This is 2003.
Yeah. Park Chan-wook was the director of Old Boy.
Yeah, he did great.
And he's fucking amazing. He's done a bunch of movies that are awesome. He did his first English language movie a couple years ago called Stoker. It's pretty good. It's like an Alfred Hitchcock kind of, not ripoff, but it's like a homage to Alfred Hitchcock. But then he did a movie, I want to say last year, maybe the year before, that is fucking spectacular, and I recommend it. The only thing about it is it's Korean, and it's like 3 hours long, so it's like kind of long. But it's fucking excellent. It's called The Handmaiden. And it's like... I don't even want to get into it too much because I don't want to fucking ruin anything. But it's like, it has to do with like this woman. It's like this house and like this woman who can't leave this house. So she hires like a handmaiden to take care of her. And like, it's just like people trying to move in and like take shit from them. It's fucking excellent. I recommend it. Oh. It's good. So yeah, but he's a fucking excellent director. So Bong Joon-ho won the best director last year or couple years ago for Parasite, whatever the fuck that was. I'm trying to think. I love the opinion that these are two of the greatest Korean directors. Bong Joon-ho is fucking amazing, but Park Chan-wook is my favorite. He's a fantastic director. Everything he's done, he also did. So this was also this was part of a trilogy, technically, not really. He did 3 movies called the Vengeance Trilogy. It's just 3 movies about vengeance, one after another. One's called Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance. One's called Old Boy, and then one's called Lady Vengeance. Or it's sometimes called Sympathy for Lady Vengeance. I recommend them all. They're fucking spectacular.
Question. There are some things that I don't get, and I think it's because I just wasn't...
Sure.
I was reading, but I wasn't reading, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was the whole scene with the library, with the guy trying to go down and the girl? And was it Day was looking through the glass at them?
Yeah, that was them.
Oh, just clued in. Oh, because he's an adult. He's who he is now. So I didn't get it. Because I'm like, why does he care who's in the library as an adult?
That's but him no, remembering.
He was portraying himself as a kid. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
So
that's how we found out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I answered my question as I was asking it.
That's okay.
There were some things that movies like this where I'm like, when it's like Amelie, you can pretty much figure it out. But this just kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I really liked this. Why I didn't really like it.
You liked it. Just fucking tell me you liked it.
The ending was decent. That's what saved it.
Okay.
It's like The Mist. The whole movie is shit except for the
ending. I like The Mist a lot, but anyway.
No, you don't. You only like the one scene. It saves it.
No, I love the movie. It's very good. But anyway. And you brought it up earlier. There was a remake of Old Boy. Technically, two remakes of Old Boy. There was a Bollywood version of Old Boy, which apparently is like it had no permission. They just did a remake.
I've heard that.
But I've never actually seen that one. But Spike Lee did a remake a couple of years ago with Josh Brolin in the main role. And I'm going to be honest, it doesn't fucking work.
I heard it bombed.
Yeah.
And it was Samuel Jackson was in it.
Samuel Jackson plays the guy who runs the place. You know, the guy that gets the hammer in the head?
Oh, that was one of my questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not the hammer. The guy who gets the tooth pulled out.
Yeah,
guy.
No, we can continue with this, and then I will try to remember my question.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it completely bombed.
Yeah, here's the thing. It had a great cast. Charlita Copley played the villain. Elizabeth Olsen played, like, Wanda from WandaVision. Like Scarlet Witch, she played the girl, like the daughter who gets that he sleeps with. Like, so it's the same movie, but like not as good. I don't know how else to say it. It's like the same movie, they follow the same fucking beats. They even try to clean things up, but like it doesn't have the bizarre sense of humor.
Right.
It doesn't have like the some of the best scenes in the movie, like him eating the octopus. He just walks past an octopus tank. He doesn't eat an octopus. Like stuff like that. It's like a tame version of Old Boy without a sense of humor. And it's like, this doesn't work. Like, why would you try to do it like this? I don't know. It's such a strange idea. But
and I know I said a flop. I never did say the budget for Old Boy was $3 million and they made $15 million.
Okay.
So it didn't really go
but for a
famous,
Korean movie.
But I don't know about Korean movies.
I have no idea.
Good question.
So
Buddy. Sorry. Day. I keep trying to call him May. So Day found all of the screens in the security room that are showing all the rooms that he was in.
Yes.
Why are the people in there then?
Because rich people pay this company to lock people up. So there are hundreds of people in this building.
And
they're all locked
these
up.
These people, like, don't even know why or they don't care.
Yeah.
They just...
I mean, for...
Their job is to feed them and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. They're just... They just run a illegal jail pretty much.
Oh, I got it. So the guy who put him in there doesn't actually run it. He has nothing to
do
with it.
He's just
a
fucking
billionaire. He just paid this guy to throw him in there and take care of him.
Yeah.
And there's no time limit. They could be in there for amount of time.
Yeah, I guess.
How scary is that?
That's fucking nuts, right? So there are two things I love about the villain. Actually, I think the villain's fantastic. He's a great fucking
villain.
He's
intense.
Actually.
When he's getting dressed, talking about the thing, I was
right?
Like, your closet is so fucking cool.
Is it not the coolest fucking closet
in the like
world?
When it's like a rect, and it's like a square, and then it just expands, and it's...
Fuck.
That was fucking cool.
It's baller. It's like a bomb-ass
fucking
closet.
Oh, I love
that
he leaves, and it just goes back to being a square. I was like...
Yeah. He's a baller. And I love the fact that he, like, introduces this, if you click this button, my heart will stop.
Yeah.
And then he clicks the button, and it's just noise of him fucking his daughter. It's, like, fucking, it's hilarious. And he's just like, oh, and he, like, walks away. I think it's fucking spectacular. He's a great villain, actually. Not as good as Bernie Rose. I like him as a villain, but
Marlon,
no.
Yeah, he fucks me up.
Right? No eyebrows, too, age. You notice that? He's got, like, no eyebrows.
Really?
I think he shaved his eyebrows off yet.
Why?
Because it makes him look fucking crazy. It makes him look all villainous.
Wait, not Bernie Rose.
Yeah.
Bernie Rose did?
Yeah, he didn't notice.
No?
He didn't have eyebrows, yeah.
What? How did I not notice
I
that?
Don't know.
Marlon, what did you do? That's funny.
Either way, I'm good. You?
Yeah, I'm good.
Is there anything you want to say about Drive before we cut off?
I love Drive.
It's a good fucking movie. Carey Mulligan. Fantastic in the movie as well. Recently in Promising Young Woman, which is a fucking amazing movie. She was so good in that. So I think everybody's great in it. I like it a lot. But
yeah, that's about it. Ryan, sorry. I miss you. I love Ryan Gosling. But yeah, Old Boy goes on and whatever.
Cool. All right.
Bye. 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 Bye.